From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Suspected Russian airstrikes killed dozens of people. It happened Sunday in the rebel-held city of Idlib in northwestern Syria. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said most of those killed were fighters in the Army of Conquest, a rebel group fighting forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. But rescue workers reported that six strikes had hit a busy marketplace in the city, several government buildings as well, and even residential areas. More than 150 people were wounded in the attack. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike near Syria's capital has killed Samir Kantar, one of the leaders who was imprisoned for 3 decades for killing 3 Israelis. Kantar was one of hundreds of Hezbollah members who have gone to Syria to fight alongside forces loyal to President Assad since the civil war began there in March of 2011. University of South Carolina scholar Joseph Olmert tells VOA both Hezbollah and Syria had recently developed issues with Kantar.
According to press reports in the Arabic press in the last 24 hours, but also before, he became a nuisance to both the Hezbollah and the Syrians because he was so eager to create troubles along the border between Israel and Syria and the Golan Heights in a way that could have compromised the higher interest of both Hezbollah and the Syrians.
Israel welcomed Kantar's death but did not claim any responsibility for it. An Air France flight was forced to make an emergency landing in Kenya after a suspicious device was found in a lavatory. Air France officials said there was no danger to passengers. All 459 passengers aboard were safely evacuated. This is VOA News. Iran complaining about new U.S. travel restrictions on 4 countries, including Iran. Visitors from 38 countries whose citizens do not need visas to come to the U.S. will now have to get one if they are to also have dual citizenship with Iran, Iraq, Syria, and Sudan, 4 nations the U.S. says are known to have sponsored terrorism. Unbrokered peace talks on Yemen ended on Sunday with a broad agreement that the war has to end, but there were no major breakthroughs. UN envoy Ismail Ould Sheikh Ahmed said after the Geneva talks that officials from Yemen's recognized government and the Houthi rebels will meet again next month. Ahmed told reporters that fighting and shelling continued even as both sides sought a way to stop it. Yemeni officials say recent fighting has killed at least 68 people in Hajjah province near the border with Saudi Arabia. Spain's ruling Conservative Party won the most votes in Sunday's parliamentary polling, but a strong showing from 2 new opposition parties nonetheless threatens its grip on power. With nearly all votes counted, the Conservative Popular Party of Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy was winning 121 seats in the 350-member parliament, a tally far below the 186 majority it now holds. The allied business-friendly Ciudadanos party was set to win 40. Same tally showed that a bloc of leftist parties, including Socialist, the anti-austerity Podemos party, a former communist party, and 2 smaller groupings would jointly hold 175 seats. Pablo Iglesias heads Podemos.
So today is an historical day for Spain. We are very happy for the fact that in Spain the two-party system is ended, and we are happy because we are starting a new political era in our country. Our defense of the social justice and our fight against corruption are going to be the political lines of our group in the Spanish Congress. Spain is not going to be the same anymore.
At the last votes were being tallied early today, it became increasingly clear that the days of Spain's traditional two-party dominance of political life is at least temporarily at an end. Chinese authorities now say that 91 people are missing after a massive landslide that buried an industrial park in the southern city of Shenzhen in Guangdong. About 900 people were evacuated from the site before the landslide struck. More than 1,500 emergency workers were involved in the search and rescue efforts, working in a debris field covering some 50,000 square meters. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.